It's rather difficult for us to enter fully into the darkness of this day. You and I know full well what happens 3 days later. Yet on this day, the disciples, they did not. The women who followed Jesus to the cross, they did not know. The shattering of the apostolic band, the utter humiliation that Jesus experienced at the hands of his executioners, seemingly leave little room for the beginning of a great success story. Think back on your own life, perhaps. What is the darkest moment that you have faced? What is the most horrendous thing that you have endured in your life? Undoubtedly, many of you have faced very difficult experiences or have been subject to challenging moments in your life. But on this day, the world remembers that Jesus, the Son of God, the Messiah, the Savior, the Word made flesh, was put to death in a most horrific way. It's not simply the brutal way that Jesus was killed that makes this day so dark, but it's the great injustice of it. The one man, the only one, who on his own merit could claim to be innocent, submitted to be scourged, disgraced, and crucified. St. Paul reminds us in Romans chapter 3, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We, each on our own, merit death. No matter what kind of deeds we've done, none of us can save ourselves. St. Paul again states, none is righteous, no, not even one. All have turned aside, together they have gone wrong. What ought to be our response to the cross? When we see evil around us, it's very easy to say, I didn't cause that. I'm not responsible. It's a terrible thing, yes, but I'm not to blame. To a certain degree, this may be true. Although when we accept evil and get comfortable with it, we become complicit with it. How often have we allowed our conscience to be dulled? And how many ways have we allowed the truth to be distorted? How well Pilate's words to Jesus fit our own times. Quid est veritas? What is truth? The loss of the sense of right and wrong and the relativization of truth has tainted our ability to know God's plan for us. We live in a time where truth is masked and evil is made to appear as virtue. The devil stirred up the hearts of the chief priests against Jesus. Who is the way, the truth, and the life? In our own time, the devil has played the same game, trying to turn the hearts of people against Christ and his church. We need to own and accept that we have been complicit in the killing of Christ. By our sins, we do violence to his body. It's not them. It's not someone else. It's me. I have done this. Until we take responsibility for our sin and admit that we have sinned, we cannot move towards repentance. Meditating upon the cross should move us to repentance. Lord, I am sorry. I am sorry for the ways that I have transgressed against you. I have sinned, and your death on the cross is the fruit of my sin. When we feel contrition and sorrow for our sins, we have truly allowed the reality of our guilt to penetrate our souls. And until we are aware of our own wretchedness, we cannot fully appreciate God's goodness and his mercy. After we recognize our need for mercy and have received mercy, we can then move towards thanksgiving and gratitude for God's free and great gift. As we come forward today to venerate the cross, we ought to internalize these three actions: accepting responsibility, truly repenting, and offering humble thanks for God's great mercy. If we come forward today with no awareness of the awful cost of our redemption, we cheapen the gift, and thus we might take it for granted or cast it aside. Consider something which you hold as precious, as dear. And consider that if you were willing to part with that thing by giving it to someone, how you would feel if they were to carelessly toss it aside or to destroy it. That is what we do when we fail to appreciate Christ's sacrifice on this day. Today, as we come forward, we can also offer our own burdens, our own sorrows. We can lay down our hurts, our wounds. What is it that you wish to give Christ on this day? What would you have him relieve you of? Maybe it's a worry or a concern. Maybe it's a sin or a vice. Possibly you regret how you have treated another person. Perhaps it's a past experience that has plagued your life. Whatever it is, as you come forward, say a prayer and give this thing to Jesus. Leave it at the cross. Don't allow this moment to pass with a superficial or a perfunctory gesture towards Christ's cross. Rather, allow this moment to be a catalyst to a deeper surrender to God's grace and healing in your life. Yesterday, we recognized that Jesus established his church and instituted the Eucharist and the priesthood in order that he might remain with us. Today, we attempt to fathom that what Christ has done for us and how indescribable is God's love for us. As we recognize that it is our choice to accept or reject the fruit of this ultimate sacrifice, if we accept, then we must conform ourselves to Christ crucified. And that means a dying to our sinfulness. If we reject this gift, then we might avoid crucifixion in this life. It's true. We might have things our own way for a while we live. But we will receive and merit damnation by our choice. Lord, I see you plainly. I see plainly that you are the only and the true source of wisdom. Since you alone can restore faith and hope to a doubting and despairing soul, in your Son Jesus you have shown me that even the most terrible suffering can be beautiful, if it is in obedience to your will. And so the knowledge of your Son has enabled me to find joy in my own suffering. Lord, my dear Father, I kneel before you this day and praise you fervently for my present sufferings and those of the past. I now realize that all these sufferings are part of your paternal love in which you chastise and purify me. And through that discipline, I now look at you without shame or terror because I know that you are preparing me for your eternal kingdom. Amen.